Hi, my name's Emma Szymanski, and you're listening to RDU 98.5 FM. We've got Pieces of Molly here. We've got Sam and Ewan here to talk to us about, obviously, their amazing band, Pieces of Molly, and about, you know, postponing the show. So, hi, guys. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it. And lovely to meet you guys in person. It's really cool.
Hey, so, you too.
Your style of music, you toured with the Datsuns.
Yeah, we did one gig with the Datsuns when they did, what was the tour? I can't remember the tour, but it was end of 2014.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was
like 2 weeks before Christmas, New Year's, they did
it. It was December the 20th, 2014, yeah. It was amazing. Yeah, the Datsuns. Datsuns are a big influence on us. But
yeah, the Datsuns are they're a great band. Last time I saw them was in Southsea, just out of Portsmouth, and I actually got kicked out of the gig for crowd surfing three times.
And there's an old Al's Bar, we used to like
see
them there all the time, and there was crowd surfing all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like part of the gig.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that real high energy. Yeah. There's a lot of that high energy in your music, your sound. The last song I heard, Bones.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing high energy, and it's just one of those songs that you could listen over and over and over again. It's a great one. Also, Bucket of Booze, there's definitely some real sexy influences from Black Sabbath.
Would I
be right in saying that?
Yeah, totally. I just haven't heard the name of that song in a very long time. That's from like the first EP, but that's cool. Yeah,
I really love Buckets of Booze. It was actually one of my favourites as well.
It's a real fun song to play live, actually.
Is it? Why is that?
Oh, just because that riff, that breakdown.
Cool breakdown. Yeah.
For the solo, it's just like so epic.
Yeah, I think it's the riff.
Real fast, real high energy.
Yeah.
I think it was real Sabbathy. Also, I'm pretty sure at the time when I wrote that, I was listening to a lot of Fu Manchu.
Oh, nice.
Which I think influenced that quite a bit. Yeah.
So, what are you guys listening to at the moment? Obviously, what's the songs that you or albums or artists that you're really into listening to at the moment?
There's a new All Them Witches album out. It just came out last Friday.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely probably one of my biggest influences at the moment.
Yeah.
I
think everyone in the band is just listening to that at the moment.
It just came out last week. On repeat, it's pretty awesome. It's been like kind of on my playlist for the last like week or whatever, and then the singles that they were doing. But anyway, like otherwise, we listen to heaps of stuff. Sabbath and that was definitely probably some of our biggest influences.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin and
Motorhead.
Stuff, yeah, definitely. But Datsuns, of course, as well.
Yeah, Datsuns are a big one, Beast Wars. Draw sort of influences from all sorts of areas and genres and whatnot,
Nice. So, obviously, unfortunately, we couldn't see you guys at the Isaac Theatre Royal due to COVID.
Yeah. Gutted.
That would have been absolutely amazing, and I know I was going, and myself and my partner were pretty gutted we couldn't go.
To that gig. It's good. Yeah. It's postponed though, so we're doing it
May next year.
Yeah,
I believe.
New Zealand Music Month. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, it was
just a little bit longer to wait.
Yeah, like I've always thought or wanted to like play that venue, and never thought in the sort of genre and the type of band we are. You don't see that sort of happen there that much, and so I just never thought that would be a possibility. But and when we got the call for that, we were like stoked, and then equally gutted when it was becoming, apparent that it was going to get postponed. But at least it's postponed and not cancelled.
And I think as well with the lineup, I know for myself, your style of music and especially Beast Wars, I find it really clean. Would I be right in saying that?
Yep.
It's heavy, but it's a really beautiful, clean heavy.
Mm.
It's quite easy. I mean, I do a lot of running, so I do a lot of running to this kind of stuff as well. And
cool.
It's a real nice listening noise, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I think it probably actually does fit really well in the Isaac Theatre because of that if you put something like Motorhead in there or it's quite a heavy, messy kind of where yours is a real clean kind of heavy kind of sound.
Yeah.
Riffy stuff. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, that's definitely it, eh?
Yeah. So have you played any music festivals?
Yeah, we've done River Range Festival down south. Dead of Winter Festival in Brisbane,
the Mojo Burning
in Brisbane, Woe Fest in Melbourne, surely some others. I can't
remember. Those are the ones. A lot of those were last year we played.
Last couple of years
we've been hit Australia a couple of times. Yeah. Which is a real good time.
Yeah. So. And have you got a favourite festival that you really like going to, or you really enjoyed the best or for a reason? Or?
Man.
River Range down south is that's really good. We played it last 2019, yeah? January 2019. It was headlined by, Beast Wars,
Salmonella
Dub, us and Left or Right, and then a bunch of other like sick bands. But what we've been talking about before, like, you know, going to festivals and meeting up with all your mates and stuff and seeing, like, catching up with Beast Wars there. And it's an amazing sort of area in Cromwell.
Yes. That's where it is. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Central Otago.
Yeah, cool. Outdoor.
Really hot down there it would have been too, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, and then you sleep in tents afterwards, eh?
Yeah, just backstage.
Or just sleep under a tree.
Yeah. Where did you end up?
I really liked Mojo Burning. I thought that
was a good, sick.
Good festival. There's amazing bands
Thousand Mods.
Thousand Mods from Greece.
Nice.
They were good. Yeah. They were such a good band.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Wovefest, that was cool. Yeah. We were on at a real good time as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, like
the second to last band sort of thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
By Four Wofat, the headliner. So that was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that was put on by Your Mate Bookings, who...
Our booking agent and manager.
And manager. Yeah.
Could have added that a little bit in there.
Yeah. Plug for him.
No, that's awesome. And is there a festival that you'd absolutely love to play at, like anywhere around the world? What was the ideal festival to play at, and who would be your lineup?
That's such a hard question.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a goodie.
Ozfest would be sick.
Yeah, it would be good.
Yeah. Ozfest with like Ozzy or Sabbath or, most years, Ozfest has pretty. Well, did. I don't know if even that's still going, is it?
Ozfest? I don't know, actually. I don't know. I remember the Datsuns played Ozfest one year.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, that was insane.
They did Pink Pop and some other big European festival as well. But there's so many. I don't know. Like, Glastonbury would be sick.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Isle of Wight, like... There's so many in Europe.
Yeah,
Germany's got heaps of really awesome, like...
Heavy festivals.
Yeah,
they do. That'd be cool. The Germans love it.
Yeah, they do. And I think they're still actually, despite what's going on in the world, I think they're actually still doing a couple of festivals over there at the moment, eh?
Yeah.
I'd have to look at it. I'm not sure on that one.
Download would be sick.
Download would be good.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, really good. And what's the plan for the next kind of, you know, musically, where do you guys want to go with your band? Have you got any ideas? Are you practicing or are you creating at the moment while it's sort of like the downtime with COVID and everything?
Mm. Yeah, we did a in the lockdown there was a bunch of like productive things that happened, I suppose. We couldn't gig, obviously. We had to stay in our own wee homes and our bubbles. But
sure.
We planned a lot of stuff. I wrote a bunch of stuff. We're just working on getting all our material together. And eventually, the next thing is we're going to record an album. Because we've done through two EPs.
Mm.
And then a bunch of standalone singles, the last few singles. Because, you know, going into a studio doing an album is time-consuming and really expensive.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm.
Yeah.
We're definitely playing every week.
Jamming
every week.
Yeah.
Jamming, rehashing stuff. Just kind of actually going through our back catalogue of all the stuff that we haven't recorded, and it's like quite crazy to think of how much material we've actually got, you know. Yeah.
In the last couple of years, we've been so busy with, like, gigs, we've done three tours of Australia, a bunch of stuff here, and like everything's been moving gig wise so we've kind of just when we've written stuff, it's just been floating around in the band, and then so in the last couple of weeks we've just we're gonna like write it all down and like look at it on paper and be like, right, what do we want to record, and you know, compile an album.
Yeah,
writing songs.
Yeah.
There's lots of ideas. Songs. So many ideas, and it's cool because there's bones of songs and stuff there. But yeah, just kind of some of them can come out like real quick though.
Mm.
Like we can almost like go, that's done.
Yeah. Sort of just feel really right. You go, know, kind of thing.
We just go away and then have a think about it or whatever. But yeah, sometimes it can happen.
And then I'll write lyrics like a year later.
or the night before.
Yeah, done it a few times. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. What's the one of the best bands that you've met through the time of gigging and the best time you've had with them?
The Datsuns were amazing.
I can imagine. Yep. I'm quite jealous of that, actually.
We're humble dudes, man.
There was the 20th of December we played with them, 2014, and then they were, like, they came out of the green room, like, to and stood side of stage to, like, watch us for a little bit, which is always really nice when you're opening for someone that you look up to.
Yeah.
And then they were also, so it was the 20th of December, then they were playing in the square on Year's Eve. Yeah, with She Head, Kara and I Fight, and a few other bands. And they put us all on the door. They were like, you guys coming? And we're like, yeah, we're real keen. We haven't got tickets yet, but we're keen. And they put us, like, down as their plus ones.
Lovely.
Yeah,
nice.
It was cool.
You know, because, like, it was probably one of our first, like, major influences that we got to play with.
Yeah,
and then we turned up at CPSA, I think it was, just down the road. And then we turned up and Phil came out and started just chatting to us, like, straight away. Because, like, we were just a little bit, you know, what are we, we're here, ready to set up or whatever. Yeah. He came out and started, like, going,
we had packed lunches.
And packed lunches. Mum's dropped us off.
Classic.
But then he came out and he started talking to us about our first EP and how he was like, man.
That's right.
Who recorded that? It's insane. And all this. And we're like, what?
You think we're insane?
Yeah.
Compliment.
Like,
yeah.
You're you, man. You know, all right.
Yeah, I remember when they first came out, sort of in they sort of emerged really sort of in Auckland years ago, and it was a sound that everyone was like kind of ready for, if that makes sense. Like where everyone was sort of ready for that kind of dark heaviness but high energy. It sort of kicked you in the gut straight away. You know,
it was so good. Like that first record. I won that on Juice TV with like back in
Juice TV.
Nice.
Can't remember that.
I'm the oldest of the band. I won that and it was such a cool. I was like, what? But it was my favorite band for sure.
And it was an album that you could play over and over again.
Oh, yeah,
you know, it wasn't like.
And they were so young when they did that.
Yeah,
like teenagers. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
We were young. But then they carried on. They did heaps of like awesome stuff. Like then John Paul Jones then produced one of their records, and it's like that's insane. So, yeah.
It's funny when you talk about that whole they came and watched us when we played. I'm a huge fan of Sleaford Mods, and he does lots of you know, mic taking of artists in his own little way and posts it. And one of the ones I just watched was actually him micing artists that say, right, I'm not going to watch you, and you know, and I'm going to pretend that I'm going to talk to you, you're going to watch me, you're going to say I'm great. And is there really that kind of, you know, when you get that humbleness and they actually watch you and that time, it must be, you know, must be really nice.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Well, even at Mojo Burning, I remember we had the stage we were playing on was one of the like side stages or whatever to the main one.
The Acid Lounge.
Yeah. And there was, you know, some really good bands, and we've actually become mates with them as well, like Hobo Magic, and they came along and they were all there hanging out, and it was like, this is awesome. Yeah. It was
Or the I can't remember his name, the singer from WoFat, he came and watched us when we played. We did a Fleetwood Mac cover.
Nice. That's really good.
Cheers.
Yeah, really good.
And he really dug that, and it's not, we've never really had a negative thing with anyone that we've opened for. Or I mean, there's some people that are a bit weird maybe sometimes, but standoffish, but nothing bad, eh?
Nah, nothing. I mean, I think it comes.
We did when we opened for Anvil, the Canadian metal band from the 80s. And they we didn't have any bad stuff with them, but we were in the green room, which was a pokey room. And the singer Lips, like, we were just all being real quiet and cuz it was their kind of space, and then out of nowhere he started like violently doing these warm-ups, but it was like real and like super loud, and if you're not, vocal warm-ups sound like, I don't, but they sound silly. So he was just, I had to leave because I was gonna lose it, like.
So that Fleetwood Mac cover that you did was really, really cool. Another band, another cover that you'd like to do, or?
We've done a few over the years, eh?
Yep.
That's the only one we've really, obviously, you know, you don't record our own stuff first, but we've done Hole in the Sky by Sabbath. That was always real fun.
Yeah.
And Bubba O'Reilly by The Who.
Nice.
That was cool. That was a bit tough, but it was cool. I love doing covers. We've done Ace of Spades.
We did a mashup once, like real early on.
That's right. A whole lot of love and
a whole lot of Sabbath. That's cool.
Ace of Spades. That would have been a fun song too. That's a
cool.
It was hard.
Yeah, I bet.
It was hard to play and sing.
I remember seeing Motorhead in England, and it was a really loud gig full of Hell's Angels, basically. Yeah. And I sort of stuck out like a sore thumb, the only blonde really. You know, and he goes, "I don't think this is loud enough." And I was like, "Yeah, it really is loud. It actually really is loud." And he turned it up even louder. I actually had to go sit in the bar. That's how loud it was.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, like you guys get gigs a lot and stuff like that. So that was, I never forget that. That was quite funny.
The loudest gig I've ever been to, you were there as well, eh? Like, was Cora and I Fight at the Ducks live?
Yeah, but man, I've been to
loud, eh?
Really?
I saw
but it was awesome.
Yeah, that was real. They were always real loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron.
Yeah. So awesome.
Quick question. Beatles or Stones?
Oh, that's real hard.
I know, it's a goodie, hey? Yeah.
I'm gonna probably say Beatles, to be honest.
Right, the Doors right there.
I love the Beatles. I love the Beatles. Thing is that it's hard to say because of the fact that the Stones are still kicking out some pretty cool tunes and stuff.
Yeah. They actually are,
I was listening to
Doom and Gloom that came out a few years ago. That's a banger.
Yeah.
I'm a massive George Harrison fan.
Oh.
Like, quite big. Like, so if George Harrison, when he split off and did his thing,
yep,
that was, like, kicked ass compared to anything else the other Beatles did, you know?
I'm a big
Beatles fan.
Ewan?
I don't think I could choose. I think I'd probably lean towards the Beatles, but...
Guys.
My dad was a big Stones fan, and I was...
Black and Blue record... I reckon that's probably one of my favourite albums of all time. Like, from Stones.
Yeah.
But yeah, because my old man would play.
So you're picking the Beatles over Stones and a recent Stones album.
I would have done.
So you're
Tattoo
Stones.
I'm Stones girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tattoo You, favourite album.
Yeah.
That's a goodie. Has some cracker stuff on it. And so when you grew up, did you know, were your parents playing lots of music, and what was the stuff that really influenced you as you grew up? Because obviously there's a nice little mix of your band, and so who really sort of influenced you? What were your parents playing?
I literally remember Dad playing Sabbath.
Yeah.
Hendrix.
Yeah.
And then like definitely Van Morrison and Joe Cocker as well.
Nice.
My dad's still, mum and dad still jam. We'll play a lot of Van Morrison and jam.
Yeah.
Still a lot of play Van Morrison, Joe Cocker.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's pretty.
Mine's more or less the same, but a lot of The Who growing up. My dad and my mum were big fans of The Who. The Beatles, Stones. My dad's from Scotland as well, so there's a lot of like folk music in the house when we were growing up. And then I remember when I was about, I think it was my 12th birthday, 11th or 12th birthday, I knew I loved guitar.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, Elvis as well, there's a lot of Elvis.
Nice.
Joe Cocker and stuff.
Yeah.
But I knew I loved guitar and but I didn't know like what I liked about it sort of thing. I asked my dad, I remember saying, can I just, for my birthday, can I get a CD of like a guitarist? Like,
sure. That's
a silly thing to say, but he was like, yeah. And he got me a Jimi Hendrix CD.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that was like, that was that
straight
changed
to the best.
Jimi Hendrix, and I think at the same time I got a Queen compilation called Queen Rocks, which was really sick.
Yeah,
that was cool. Yeah,
and Sam.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like, but it was always Hendrix for me was the
I remember
my mum saying to me that he could make his guitar talk, and I was so young, I was like, what? Like, he'd actually, like, his guitar...
No, mum was on acid. Yeah.
But I was just like, all right. But he was cool. He was the best. And then Clapton.
Yeah, Clapton. Yeah. Very, very good stuff.
Backtracking was one of my first records my grandparents bought me, actually. But it's like, it's a lot of all of his back catalogue and stuff, but it's awesome.
Yeah. I remember camp at school, and you had to do a show, and I convinced this girl to sing Sunshine of My Love with me.
Oh, no.
Teachers must have been looking at her, whoa, what were her parents like?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun. Favourite food?
Oh, favorite
we've just
food.
Had Simon Galt on. He's talked about how to cook a steak.
Wow.
Yeah. I love a good burger.
Do you?
Do you now?
Yeah.
Wow. I like a good burger.
Good burger.
Sam's got a burger place in Brighton.
Classic.
No shameless place.
I really like ice cream.
Yeah. Actually, dairy, I'm all about like a good shake.
Do you eat before you go on stage?
Nah.
Some people, yeah.
Nah.
Why is that?
I don't eat if I drink at all. Yeah. So sad days, I don't really eat. But yeah, if I start drinking, I'm, I don't know.
Yeah, you're already full.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, just weighs you down.
Yeah, I definitely don't because I'm a chronic, like I'll probably have like
four or five Maritzes after.
Yeah, well, that's fine too, that's fine. I don't eat. It's just easier. It's just better not to. I mean, I don't really feel hungry before a gig anyway, to be honest, because the adrenaline's already really
pumped. I bet. Yeah.
And you normally, like, it's not a relaxed time usually. I imagine if you're like headlining some real and you're like big, maybe you'd be like looked after a lot. Not to say we're not looked after, we're definitely looked after, but
you got to sort yourself out and stuff.
Yeah, you got to sort yourself out a lot, you know, when at our level. So
is it like mentally you have to sort yourself out before you go on? Is it quite a mental
Then also like what amp am I using if it's not your, if you're not in your hometown, if you don't have your gear with you, where am I going? Is there a plug at the front of the stage for me? Is there this? Is there that? You got to sort all that, that out.
Yeah, that can be a bit tricky when you're on tour and you don't know.
Sometimes we've turned up to we've definitely turned up to gigs and when we've been overseas touring and stuff, and no one's had any idea what we're a 4-piece, 2 guitars, bass, and drums, and we turned up once and we were playing with a 3-piece. So and we didn't even think about that.
Sure.
And then we were like, oh, we need 2 guitar amps.
And they're like, oh.
So that sort of thing you've got to deal with, you know, beforehand.
Yeah, so I guess that comes down to a lot of experience as well and, you know, and gigging around.
Definitely.
And
I think we learned a hell of a lot over that tour, actually, just to know what we... Actually, there was another gig that we were like half an hour before we were playing looking for gear, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Boy,
you just got to ask the other bands. Yeah,
people, if you can use gear, if you don't ask,
and that's a touchy subject.
Is it?
Sometimes some people are sweet. I'm sweet with it. If anyone out there is going to play with us, like, if you want to use my gear, you can ask. I don't mind.
Like, I've been screamed at before, being like, "You're going to ask if you can use that?" Like,
yeah.
Whoa. Oh wow.
Yeah, that's if you don't ask, though, Sam.
They insinuate.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, well, guys, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
And really appreciate it. And we're going to see you guys in May next year.
Yeah, we've got a gig. Hopefully, go through, you know, if everything goes well. Summer party. When is that?
5th of December.
5th of December at the Embankment.
Oh, cool.
But apart from that, we might be gigging heaps. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's so excited. Pieces of Molly, we've got Sam and Ewan who came in today to talk with me about music in general, basically. And just really nice to meet you guys.
Yeah,
and,
nice to meet you.
Again, you know, really love your music and looking forward to the stuff that you bring out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
You listen to RDU.